Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Equality Act still is in the U.S. Senate, but so far no movement has occurred. That's good news, but there's also some concerning developments where Congress, some people on the Senate and on the House, are trying to piecemeal the Equality Act by hiding portions of it in other pieces of legislation. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We've talked before on this program many times about the so-called misnamed Equality Act. It passed overwhelmingly in the House by a vote of 236 to 173. Every Democrat voted in favor of it, and a handful of Republicans. Now it's on the Senate side, and it is sitting, for now, in the committees. This is, Matt, the most dangerous bill to religious freedom and to freedom in general, because it takes sexual orientation and gender identity and elevates it to the same protected status as race. And churches, along with religious organizations, are included. It also federalizes, makes a federal right, abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, including funding for abortion. It is exceptionally radical. We have been battling it on the Senate side, and I believe with our effort and your participation, we can stop it there, but the battle is intense. However, Matt, what we are seeing now is portions of the Equality Act are being placed piecemeal in other pieces of legislation, one of which right now is the appropriations bill. That's the bill that funds the government. And this is always a dangerous place because you need to have the government funded. There's this inertia to make sure that the government doesn't shut down and that it gets funding. So it's that big pork barrel type of bill that people try to sneak their different funding requests in, but also certain pieces of legislation that could not pass on their own. And that's one of those areas where they're piecemealing the Equality Act to stick portions of it into this appropriations bill.
Yeah, we just need to make sure that our senators who support freedom are aware of this and that they are not going to let them get away with sneaking this in, these poison pills here. The Equality Act, anyone who's been following Liberty Counsel for years knows about ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. They have not been able to get that passed for decades because it is so radical. This bill would make ENDA look like nothing. It literally would pit the government against the free exercise of religion. It would do away with the freedom of religious expression in this country, codify abortion until the moment that the child is born, and make people subject to sanctions by the government if they merely take a biblical position on human sexuality. It's frightening.
I mean, just think about what we cannot discriminate against about race. Rightly so. For example, bathrooms. You can't have black and white people's bathrooms. You would not be able to do because of sexual orientation, because of someone's choice of their lifestyle, not because of the way they were born, but their choice of lifestyle.
Meaning that men who say that they are women, whether or not they externally look like a woman, that's not going to be relevant to the disposition of this act. Just simply a man wanting to enter the women's facilities, restrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, hotel rooms, if you have overnight stays.
Like,
and that includes your church,
and things, yeah.
For your sports, yeah. Colleges, universities, shelters for battered women, whatever it might be. Men will be able to demand to be able to be in those facilities. Men will be able to demand to be in women's sections of jails, for example. There will be no distinction between man and a woman based on objective reality. It's all going to be subjective, and you have to go with that person's statement. And whether or not that person is actually confused about their gender, or whether they're just using that as a basis to get with the opposite sex and do mischief, you're not going to be able to even ask the question. And we already have, Matt, a situation where a teacher in Madison, Wisconsin, with the blessing of the principal,
sent out encouragement,
mm-hmm. sent out a video that he made saying that he is both male and female and everything in between. So now you need to call him Mix. I mean,
yeah, MX.
MX. Because he's not MR or not MRS or not MS. He's Mix. He's a combination, he said, of both. And this is to kindergarten kids. Mm-hmm. Imagine, I can't even fathom what it would have been like had I been subjected to something like that in kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
It's psychological abuse is what it is, and mass confusion with these children. And that's by design. It's indoctrination. There's no other word for it because it's not reality. So they have to precondition these kids to suspend disbelief. And the disbelief is a natural reaction when a man like this college athlete, hurdler and sprinter, who's about 6'5", 6'6", and he is crushing all of the NCAA women's track records, and he has the audacity to say that he's actually at a disadvantage over these women. So we have to suspend disbelief and all pretend that this guy that's 3-4 links ahead of the second place runner, half a lap ahead of them, that he is somehow a woman. And it's that kind of detachment from reality that they have to pre-indoctrinate children to
accept. It's so surreal, Holly, that we're even having to talk about this.
I know. It's like the emperor has no clothes. Years ago, we heard that story. We thought, that's absurd.
That's a silly story. Now it's a reality. And if you don't believe it, then you're the target.
You're a hateful person.
Yeah. So this is what the Equality Act would do.
Yeah. I always say it's the emperor's new clothes meets George Orwell, because not only does everybody pretend that the emperor is wearing a nice new set of clothes and he's running around without any clothes, everybody under force of law has to acknowledge and say that out loud and agree to it, or they suffer penalties from the government. That's where George Orwell steps in.
That's where that is. And here we are. And these are already happening in places around the country. Just recently, a school had a, quote, drag queen, a freakish-looking presentation, frankly, of an individual with all kinds of gaudy makeup and hair style that came in dressed flamboyantly to sit down and have a children's story with children. And it looks clownish. And yet this person now is trying to indoctrinate the kids that being a drag queen, being somebody and pretending that you're someone else is okay, that you can change your gender just like you can your clothes. And, you know, so this is happening already. The Equality Act would put it around the country in every area of our lives. You wouldn't be able to escape from it. And there's so many different ways that we've talked about how this applies. I encourage you to do two things. One, obviously pray that this is stopped in the Congress, particularly in the Senate. Two, go to lcaction.org and sign up for the emails there and sign up for the petition. And we're delivering tens and tens of thousands of these to strategic individuals on the U.S. Senate side. So go to lcaction.org. You can sign up for the LC Action emails, and you'll be able to also be a part of that petition process that we are allowing people to make their voice known. Finally, what we will do in those emails is, when these kinds of portions of the Equality Act are starting to pop up in other pieces of legislation, we're going to point those out as well. So you can also have a voice there as well. They're trying to put little sections of the Equality Act. If they can't get the whole thing at once, then they're going to take little portions of it and they're going to put them in different pieces of legislation. And lo and behold, when they're done, you've got the Equality Act throughout federal law. So this is a serious threat to religious freedom. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We also have petitions there, but I encourage you to do lcaction.org, because that's the particular email that we will focus on these kinds of issues coming out of Congress so that you can have your voice known and heard in the nation's capital. Go to lcaction.org and sign up for the email and the petition right there on that website. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and our ministries. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.